What to do in London? London has something for everyone, but there are so many different things to do and see, it can be hard to choose. Here are some tips from a travel website for students about what to do and where to go on a trip to the capital.
221B Baker Street. This is the home of Sherlock Holmes and his friend Dr. Watson. The house is now a museum, and everything inside looks as if Sherlock and Dr. Watson actually lived there. Sherlock's study is on the first floor, and you can sit in his armchair next to the fireplace. It looks so real, it's hard to believe that everything inside the rooms and the house itself is based on a story. I wonder if visitors to the house understand that Sherlock Holmes was not a real person.
The London Dungeon. In the London Dungeon, you learn about London's 1,000-year-old history. But if you get scared easily, this is not for you. It is very dark inside, and wet stuff drips from the ceiling. Bad smells like rotten food have been added to make the past seem more real. You meet some people from London, played by actors, of course, like Jack the Ripper, who tell you their terrible stories. There is a ride called Drop Dead, where you drop down 3 stories in the building. You'll definitely scream.
The restaurant without waiters. My dad took us to a restaurant which has no waiters. Instead of a normal menu, there's a virtual menu that is projected onto your table. When you choose something, it shows you what the dish looks like. You can then watch it being prepared on Chef Cam. You fetch it from the counter when it's ready. The food was very good, but it was not cheap. Go there only if your parents are paying.
London for free. Like all big cities, London can be very expensive. Here are 5 cool things you can do in London for free.
1. Watch the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace, where the royals live. The guards wear those weird tall hats and they never smile.
2. Go to Covent Garden and watch the street performers. There can be jugglers and flamethrowers, painters and mime artists, and many different kinds of musicians.
3. Visit the Science Museum, which is the most visited science and technology museum in all of Europe. There are over 15,000 things to see, touch and experience, and it's all for free.
4. Walk around Camden Market. It's the place to go for funky, affordable clothes. There are also many food stalls selling food from all over the world. It's a great place to hang out and one of my favourite places in London.
5. Discover the Natural History Museum, where you can see the famous skeleton of Dippy the dinosaur and over 80 million other items from the natural world.